Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore with her special guest, Joan Davis. And now here's Dinah.
I love the morning glories growing and the breeze is softly blowing in Atlanta, GA. I love to wake up in the morning, see the sun come up at dawning in Atlanta, GA. I love to walk among the flowers and taste the honey from the bees. I want to while away my hours reading books and dreaming dreams beneath the trees. I want to see the ivy clinging, want to hear the robin singing little songs I adore. I want to attend the Sunday meeting, want to hear that friendly greeting when I get home once more. I long to hold that certain someone, I miss him more and more each day. I'm getting ready for a wedding in Atlanta, GA.
I want to see the ivy clinging, hear the robin singing little songs I adore.
I want to attend the Sunday meeting, want to hear that friendly greeting when I get home once more. I long to hold that certain someone, I miss him more and more each day. I'm getting ready for a wedding, gonna get the train that's heading for Atlanta, GA.
Here at Bird's Eye Open House, Harry Von Zell is just receiving a delegation from a local ladies' club.
And I think, Mr. Von Zell, the only thing
well,
you want to do is...
Well, I know, yes, but... Ladies, please! Gee whiz, I can't understand you when you all talk at once. Now, what is it you want to see Miss Dinah Shore about?
Perhaps, Mr. Von Zell, I can make our mission clear.
Look.
We represent the Grand Order of Progressive Ladies Enterprises for improving native conditions.
Grand Order of Improving Ladies' Enterprises by Conditioning Natives. What was that again?
Mr. Von Zell, perhaps it would be easier if you just try to remember the initials.
Yes.
It's G-O-O-P-L-E-S-I-N-C.
Oh, of course. How silly. How do you do, Mrs. Goopelfink?
Mr. Von Zell, that's merely the title of our organization.
Oh.
You don't think I'd have such a ridiculous name, do you?
Oh, a thousand pardons. Who shall I say is calling?
Mrs. Fungalbung.
Harry, mm-hmm. Harry, I just wanted to ask you... Oh, I'm sorry, am I interrupting?
Oh, no, Dinah, I'd like you to meet Mrs. Goopelfung, who represents the Bungalfinks here.
Miss Shaw, your Mr. Von Zell is very upsetting. My name is Fungalbung.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, it's too bad that Mr. Von Zell upset you. That's what
Thank
I meant.
Thank you. We Goopelfinks are a sister organization of Gracie Allen's Beverly Hills Uplift Society. And we have decided that the Chamber of Commerce of California is being run by the wrong kind of people, namely men.
Yeah. Now, wait just a minute. What is wrong with men?
Mr. Von Zell, that's a very unconvincing argument.
Well, Mrs. Fungalbum, if you want to take the men out of the Chamber of Commerce, who do you intend to put in their place?
Two of our outstanding feminine citizens, you and Miss Joan Davis.
Oh, that's very nice, but have you talked to Miss Davis about this?
As a matter of fact, another group of delegates is at Miss Davis's tea room right now.
And that should prove, Miss Davis, that women are the backbone of this country. After all, aside from providing the required income, what do men have to offer?
Well, let's see. Now, there's romancing, and there's hugging, and there's kissing. Really nothing when you come to think of it. The views expressed in the script are not necessarily those of the speaker. But tell me more about these Goopel clinkers. Tell me more about them. Excuse me, please. Joni's tea room. Joan Davis speaking.
Hello, Joan. This is Dinah.
Hello, Dinah.
Joni, I'm all excited about this Goopelthink movement. What do you think of the idea?
Well, the way I feel, Dinah, there's only one condition on which we ought to go into it.
What's that?
If we can't get out of it.
But, Joni, you know, there's also the possibility that it might do us a lot of good to be active in civic affairs. After all, right now, people think of Dinah Shore as a girl who gets up in front of a microphone and sings a couple of silly little songs. And what does that mean?
Nothing. Yeah, and they think of Joan Davis as a girl who tells a lot of useless old jokes. What does that mean?
Less than nothing.
Just a minute, Dinah. Let's try that over again. Yeah, you go first this time.
Joan, really, do you intend to join up with the girls?
I do. Do you, Dinah, intend to join up with the girls?
I do.
Very well. I now pronounce this Goople and Fink. Pardon me, but you're Harry Von Zell, aren't you?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
Well, have you seen a woman named Chloe Fungelbung?
Uh-oh.
She's a Goopelfink.
You mean that woman about 6 feet tall, weighs 80 pounds, and has a mustache?
Yes. Yeah, that's my wife, who is drifting away from me.
Well, congratulations.
But don't you understand? I dearly love her. And I'm losing her to the Goopelfink.
Oh.
So I came to you for advice, because I know what women think about you.
You do? You haven't told anybody, have you? But...
Women think you're wonderful.
Oh!
What's your secret?
Oh, my secret? Well, listen, if you really want romance, the first thing you have to do is to get your wife in the proper mood.
Oh, do proceed, and I'll be ever so grateful.
Oh, you will? Well, now, for instance, every night bring her orchids and perfume and candy.
Yes, yes.
And then the pièce de résistance, give her what every woman loves.
Oh, Mr. Von Zell, you don't mean...
Oh, yes, I do. Give her some bird's eye spinach.
Bird's eye spinach?
You seem incredulous, my friend. Bird's eye spinach, it's a very special kind of spinach, you know. In fact, bird's eye spinach is the best thick-leaf spinach in the land. And it's grown under the most ideal conditions and then picked at exactly the right time and quick frozen. So that you get all that original garden freshness and flavor. So you give her some bird's eye spinach. She'll love it.
Oh, Mr. Von Zell, is that all I have to do to get my wife in the mood for romance?
Sure.
It sounds so easy.
Oh, and it is easy, Mr. Bungle Burgle. That's quite a name you have there. No, it really is very easy. Bird's eye spinach is so easy to prepare because the bird's eye folks have done all the work for you, you see.
Oh.
They've washed that spinach over and over again in gallons of cold water, so there's no washing or sorting, no sand or grit to worry about. Nothing for you to do but open the bird's eye package and pop that tender, luscious, perfectly clean spinach into boiling water. And in a few ticks of the clock, you've got the most delicious spinach you ever ate.
And after I give her that bird's eye spinach, when she's in the mood for romance, Mr. Von Zell, what should I do?
What should you do then? I'll tell you. You go to the roof of the house with her.
To look at the moon and the stars?
No.
Well, what should I do if she wants to smooch a little on the roof?
Jump off.
Here's a little number I recently recorded, and I get such a kick out of singing it that I want to do it for you tonight. Hope you like it, too. Coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little bit. Coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, if you want a big kiss. I'll tell you what to say, here's what you gotta say. Pretty, 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 please. I'm gonna pout a bit till you give out a bit, and you really insist, so, oh, chatter me with your flattery. You know the reason why I'm teasing. What good is something that comes easy? Oh, love is grand if you understand. It all depends the way that you begin, how soon I'm in your arms. So coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little bit.
coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit, a little bit more. A little bit, coax me a little bit, coax me a little bit. If you want a big kiss, I'll tell you what to say. Here's what you gotta say. Pretty, 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 please. I'm gonna pout a bit till you give out a bit, and you really insist. So, oh, oh, honey lamb, just how sweet I am. Whisper soft and sweet and gentle, 'cause you know I'm sentimental. I like what you say, so you say what you like. My heart alone will tell me if you rate the love you're waiting for. So coax me a little bit, a little, 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 little bit, a little, 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 little bit. A little, 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 little bit. A little, little bit more.
Oh, gosh. I wish Dinah wasn't in that meeting with Joan Davis and all those other goople things. She could help me with this problem. All I have to know is how long it'll take for a 300-pound man to land if he jumps off a 200-foot cliff, and I can win $5,000 in this contest. I'll go in the meeting and ask her. I'll jump off the cliff and find out myself.
Harry?
Huh?
Harry, will you come in, please?
Oh, Dinah, no, not in there.
Oh, but the girls have decided they need you.
Oh, but Dinah, I'm so young yet. My whole life is ahead of me.
Well, Harry, we need you desperately. There's a very important issue at stake, and, well, we've just got to have a man's opinion.
Well, what is the issue?
We've decided that the men in the Chamber of Commerce are overselling California. For example, they say that our lemons are as big as oranges, and the oranges are as big as grapefruit, and the grapefruit are as big as watermelons.
How big do they say the watermelons are?
Have you ever been to the Rose Bowl?
Yes.
Same thing, only with seeds.
No. Well, Dinah, according to you, then you can't trust men too far.
And you can't trust them too near either.
Oh!
But Harry...
What you said.
Harry, we need your opinion desperately. We really do.
Well, in that case, Dinah, I will face the Google things. But when it's over...
Yes, Harry.
Tell my mother I wasn't afraid.
Come on.
Oh, quiet, please. Ladies, quiet, please. I just simply can't hear myself think. Well, ladies, this is giving me a... shut up. Thank you. Fella Goofelfinks, we sent Miss Shore out to get a man, and she brought back Harry Von Zell. But let's not be discouraged. Any questions?
Miss Davis, yes. If the feminine propensity for superimposing major issues over minor issues is deleted, would the culmination be negative?
Any answers?
I have an answer.
Not yet, Harry. Not yet.
I say that if we want to distinguish ourselves from the present Chamber of Commerce, we must stick closer to the truth.
I agree. And from now on, when I take my nephew to the theater, I'm not going to say he's 10. I'm going to tell them he's 11.
At what age do the prices change?
Well, they change at 12, but he's very small for 13.
But then that's not the whole truth. George Washington chopped down the cherry tree and then told his father. And because he told him the whole truth, his father never did a thing to him.
Well, no wonder the kid had an axe in his hand.
I'd like to suggest that we read to Mr. Von Zell some of the slogans that show the extent of exaggeration to which the present Chamber of Commerce has gone. For example, listen to this. This one tells about the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Here in California, folks do not grow old or feeble. The sun keeps shining all night long. It's wonderful for people.
Well,
no,
if you want
to... Not yet,
Harry,
please. But if you feel that way about that slogan, wait till you hear this one. Read it, Joan.
Yeah. The fortunes that you build in California never topple. The millionaires who live out here are very rich people.
Well, I think...
Now, look, thank you ever so much, Harry. You've given us some excellent opinions.
Yeah, well, if you think that's good, you ought to hear me when I say something.
Well, I think that definitely proves that we Goofalfinks should be honest about everything.
Everything?
Of course.
Don't like the birthday cake, Mother. I'm bringing home more candles. But now that we have our platform, how are we going to get our message to the people?
I have an idea, Chairman Davis.
Yes?
Suppose we write a theme song that tells the truth about California.
Oh, it wasn't that funny, and you know. Yeah, oh, that'd be wonderful, and I can sing it on the radio, Dinah.
Huh? You'll sing it on the radio?
Yeah.
Well, Joni, darling, after all, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think of me?
George Montgomery.
Talking about my singing.
Oh, well, I don't want to be unfriendly, Dinah. Do you want to sing the song?
Yes.
Okay. Don't ever talk to me again.
But, Joan, there must be some way we can settle it.
Well, I have an idea. Let's toss a coin. Look, I got one right here. I'll take heads.
This radio station has donated the following 15 minutes to the Goofalfinks. And now, the theme song will be sung by Miss Joan Davis. Who happens to have a coin with two heads.
Here in California, people are proud of the climate, always fair. And when a cloud appears, they shed no tears. They never will admit it's there. But I'm a Goofalfink, I tell the truth, and I am here to stay. There's something falling from the clouds above, and brother, it ain't hay. Oh, the weather outside is appalling. The Chamber of Commerce is stalling. They hasten to explain. Tis the rain. All the weatherman is frowning, 'cause the ducks in his pond are drowning. But he stubbornly maintains, tis the rain. And the Hollywood Bowl is jammed. Every seat in the place is sold out. While the people enjoy Chopin, they're sitting there fishing for trout. Oh, I heard a man remarking as the troops were disembarking from a battleship at 5th and Main. Tis the rain. See the cottages floating by. Hear the lightning and thunder crash. And the water is getting high as your father's mustache. When April showers come down this way, true Californians brush them away. For when it's raining, here's their excuse. They say it isn't raining rain, you know. It's raining orange juice. They insist that the sun is beaming. You can hear the natives screaming as they disappear down the drain. Tis the rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, a special announcement. Due to an avalanche of telephone calls, it is necessary to discontinue the Goofalfink program. We switch you to another studio.
Hey, Harry, why did they do that? What happened?
Well, what happened? You were too convincing. Look at the messages coming in. Here, read this one.
Let me see it. It says, I can't stand California because, signed Jack Benny.
Yeah, and what about this one? It says, everything you say about California is true. Northern California, that is, signed Senator Cleghorn.
Yeah, and look at this one. Now we're really in trouble. It says, Gable left again and Garson went with him. Our lawyers will call you in the morning, signed MGM.
Oh, what are we going to do?
Well, I knew you'd get into trouble. A woman should never try to do a man's job.
Well, I'm telling you, Harry, every important man has a woman to thank for his success. Why, just to prove it, take Van Johnson. He hasn't got a wife, and where is he?
Where?
If I knew, I wouldn't be standing around here.
Well, all right. If you women know so much, how come you get yourself in all this trouble?
But, Harry, you're the one who advises.
Me? Me? All I said was...
Not yet, Harry.
Now, don't do that to me again. Now, just a minute, Dinah. If you let me say one complete sentence, I'll tell you how to get out of this mess.
Go ahead, Harry. Dominate me.
Oh. Look, what you have to do now is write another song to counteract the effect of the first one.
Why, that's a wonderful idea, Harry. And since I got us into all the trouble, I ought to get us out of it. I'll sing this song, too.
Well, Joan, I think I ought to.
All right. I'll take heads.
Hold on. No, no. Hey, wait a minute. Why don't we all sing it?
Oh, that's a good idea. I'll write it, and in order to keep everybody happy, I'll give Joni the most important part.
Gee, the most important part. Low, 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 low.
Ladies and gentlemen, recently Miss Davis sang a song about California that caused a misunderstanding. In order to correct this, she will now sing another song, assisted by Miss Dinah Shore and Mr. Harry Bonzel. Music, please.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
If you go and live there, it will win.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
It will thrill you deep within.
Yep. You get a wonderful tan beneath the tropical sky. The sun will kill you in time, but you look so good when you die.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
You've heard of the housing shortage, haven't?
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
People sleep right on the avenue.
Yep.
The drivers are so unrestrained, they climb up the sidewalk and zoom. You wake up in a hospital bed, but goody, you've got a room.
Yep.
In California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
That's the place where pretty girls surround.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
California.
Yep.
Where you never catch them all.
Hey, Joan.
Joan,
hey,
you're next. Hey. Part.
Oh, there it is. Yep. 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 Yep.
Girls are glamorous here. They lie by the pools and relax. The climate makes beautiful skin. And another great factor is Max. In California.
Aye, aye.
California.
Aye, aye.
It's not very far from Arizona.
Uh-huh.
California.
Ho, ho.
California.
Go, go.
That's a place for me.
And... Yep.
Say, Mom, you want to bring a touch of summertime to your dinner table? Then how's about serving a steaming, heaping dish of golden kernels of sweet corn? Bird's Eye Golden Sweet Corn. There, my friends, is a dish that's really terrific. Imagine in March serving the same field-fresh corn you'd get in July or August. Tender kernels of corn that really taste so field-fresh, you think you had just picked them out of your own cornfield. Now, that's because the Bird's Eye folks pick their corn when it's young and tender, right at the peak of its midsummer goodness. And then they cut the plump, milky kernels whole from the cob and immediately quick freeze them so that all that delicious field flavor is sealed right in, just waiting for you to enjoy. You need only to open the Bird's Eye package and pop those golden kernels into boiling water. So how about it? How about buying some packages of Bird's Eye Golden Sweet Corn first thing tomorrow?
Remember, for that real bird's eye quality, better buy bird's eye.
It was just a neighborhood dance. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all. 'Cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on a train. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, to Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise. Fate had well for me. It was just a wedding in June. That's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes, I do.
And now, as we write finish at the end of another Bird's Eye Open House session, I want to thank Joan Davis for being with us tonight. It was lots of fun, and she's always welcome. Of course, all you folks here and at home, we'll be looking forward to your visit again next week when our guest will be Andy Russell. Wonderful? Until then, stay well, stay happy, and don't forget, stay with those war bonds. Night, everybody.
And friends, next Thursday, tune in a half hour earlier to hear from our good friends George Burns and Gracie Allen, along with Meredith Wilson and Bill Goodwin. That's a half hour before our Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with our special guest Andy Russell, along with Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Ken Lane, the four hits, the chorus, and me too. Joan Davis appeared through the courtesy of Lever Brothers, the makers of Swan Soap. You know, Thursday night is All-Star Night and good listening on NBC, so stay tuned for the Kraft Music Hall and Bing Crosby, which follow in just 1 minute on most of these stations.
Say, lady, let me ask you a question. When you iron starch clothes, do you have trouble with the iron sticking?
Oh, boy, I'll say I do.
Then get Satina. Add a little Satina to your starch, and presto, no more trouble with your iron sticking. No snagging, less dangerous scorching.
Satina will prevent all that?
It sure will. Satina gives your starch things a satin-smooth finish that will let your iron zip along.
That sounds wonderful.
Not only that, that Satina finish helps shed dirt and dust, helps clothes stay fresh longer. So get your Satina first thing tomorrow, huh?
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.